B. Reading and Culture. Read and answer the questions. Henrietta has decided she is going to study environmental sciences at university. She's been working all summer at the local wildlife charity, and while she's been there, she's learnt a lot about climate change, especially global warming. The Earth's atmosphere is made up of a layer of gases. This is what traps in some of the sun's heat and keeps the Earth warm. Global warming occurs because of an increase in greenhouse gases. These gases trap heat more effectively than other gases, and the amounts of such gases, like methane and carbon dioxide, have been soaring. They make the Earth's atmosphere act like the glass in a greenhouse that lets sunlight in but doesn't let heat out. As a result, heat is building up close to the surface. Due to these changes, scientists say the Earth has warmed up by almost 1 degree Fahrenheit, 0.6 degrees Celsius, in the last 100 years, warning that the Earth may well be 10 degrees hotter after 1,000 years. As they say, drastic times call for drastic measures. Scientists recommend that people depend on more green resources, such as sunlight, wind, and tides, for getting energy to help halt the emission of gases. The scientists who work for the charity all say that if global warming continues to heat up the Earth, then it will have a devastating effect on not only people, but all the animals too. In fact, they agree that it is the animals who are suffering already. Henrietta's favourite animal has always been the polar bear, and the effects of global warming are destroying their habitat. Global warming is melting the Arctic sea ice on which polar bears live. Their population numbers are rapidly decreasing. Henrietta thinks they are the most spectacular creatures, and she vows that she will bend over backwards to help save them. Of course, actions speak louder than words, and so she will study to become an environmental scientist and do her bit to try to keep global warming at bay. There is one university that is renowned for studies in environmental science, and so Henrietta thinks that would be the best place for her to go. It's so well respected because they conduct research all over the globe to gain a greater understanding of the effects of global warming. Henrietta wants to be a vital part of that research someday, and is especially hoping that if she excels at her studies, she'll be asked to sign up to the Arctic Circle Research Organisation, as that's where polar bears currently live. They are one of the animals most affected by environmental change, and also Henrietta's favourite.